being played here, recording by the Spear Family. The temperature you're hearing in Springfield, Missouri, at the present time, 34 degrees. The weatherman said it's going to be fair and not quite cold today. Low around 25, it seems to be cold. It's going to be clear and warmer tomorrow. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Possibility of rain here on Friday. Again, the temperature here in Springfield, Missouri is 34 degrees. This is KLFJ. Keep looking for decent. Test here. This is Billy Wolf, chief engineer with KLFJ. 1550 kilohertz here in Springfield, Missouri, with 500 watts of power. And if you radio men are monitoring out there, possibly you're receiving some interference. Of course, we're a daylight station with a free sunrise sign on. December, we come on with high power at 7:15, and in January, we come on with high power at 7:30. We have noticed here on our frequency and our signal that early in the morning and late in the afternoon, Jackson, Mississippi is on the same frequency of 500,000 watts. No, I'll take that back. It's 50,000 watts, daylight, 50,000 watts. There's the interference of the morning, and even in the afternoon, oh, you get 50 or 60 miles from our station. Sometimes even at 3 o'clock, Jackson, Mississippi will come in. I suppose it's the phenomena of the weather conditions in the wintertime. And there are a few others. Of course, St. Joseph, Missouri is on the same frequency, and they're a 5,000-watt station. Now I'm going to play another record here on turntable one. This is KLFJ in Springfield, Missouri. 1550 kilohertz, 500 watts of power. Our tower and transmitter is located at 1051 South Wabash. That's Wabash and West Grand here in Springfield. Our studios are 1030 Landers Building overlooking beautiful Park Central here in the heart of the Queen City of the Ozarks in Springfield, Missouri. We've had some snow here the last week. In fact, it got real wintry here. Got down to about 8 degrees there one night, but it's warming up. A lot of the snow is leaving, and it's a beautiful day here in the Ozarks. During equipment test here, I'm going to play part number one now, which is section 73 of FCC requirements, and check this part to see how it comes out. Ozarks, and I guess the Ozarks, and I guess maybe you can tell that from the way I'm talking this morning, but we seem to get along with the people, and the people like it. We've only been on the air a little over a month now, but we feel like we have a real good listening audience build up at this time. Now we're going to leave the studio here. We're going to leave the equipment on, and then we're going, me and Brother Westerman are going down to the transmitter house, and it appears that the antenna count was a little high in place of the power, and we're going to check in and see if we can bring it down, and then all the way up probably maybe 15, 20 minutes before we'll be back. Maybe a little longer than that. May take us a little longer. But anyway, we'll be back up here at the studios then to play a few more records before we go off of this equipment test. And again, this is the LFJ. Listen to Stephen, AM Gospel Station in Springfield, Missouri.